So, first let us briefly review the general topic of Davar Chashuv not being batal, and then we'll specifically talk about our sugya, Chaticha Ulis Gabed. So as we mentioned earlier, there are four categories of Dvarim She'ena Mizbatlam B'Shishim. The first category is Davar Chashuv, which includes Birya, Chaticha Ulis Gabed, Balechayim, and Shiva Dvarim Chashuvim B'chol Makom. The second category is Davar She'eshlo Matirin. The third category is cases where the Isser is Nikr. So, for example, Chazusa, or Mamet, or Mechamet, or Metabel. In those cases, at least some of them, you could declare whether they're Deraisa or not, whereas the previous examples, the other examples, are probably all Derabanan. And finally, the fourth example is categories Isurei Hana, which are sometimes not Batal at all, sometimes not Batal B'Shishim. So, as I said before, it would seem that except for maybe cases that are nicker, we will always say bittel. On a derisa level, the fact that it's chashuv is not a reason not to say bittel. However, if you do take a look at the first Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes from the Yaivitz that it's actually a machlokas whether davar chashuv is bittel mideraisa or not. Not only is it a machlokas tanaim, but it's a machlokas amorayim and a machlokas rishonim. He writes that he wrote this tshuva bimei churfaso, and it's reflected in the style. What's the score? In machlokas tanaim, he wants to say it's tali in a machlokas of you could be cholek on muflash of a beistin, and a machlokas amorayim it's tali whether you hold yavid mahani or lo mahani, and the machlokas. But the Pashup Shad is that all these things are a Chumra de Rabbanan. Now, why? What's the basis for the Chumra de Rabbanan? So, if you would have asked me, the simple answer is that Davar Chashuv, because of its Chashivos, can't lose its identity, at least on a de Rabbanan level. Meaning to say that the idea of Bittel is that the miyot is nisbatel b'rov, it loses its identity and it becomes like everything else. And therefore, if you have davar chashuv, which due to its chashivos cannot lose its identity, it can't just become one of the crowd, it's different, distinct, unique, and important, so that is something that at least midrabanan inhibits bittel. There is an iser v'heter that says something else. Now, it might be the same thing or it might not be. Now, I'm going to give you the Mar Makom and I'll let you mull it over this siman in the next couple simanim and see if you see it reflected in the dinim. This Rehetter writes, this is, if you want to see it, it's in Shar Chafhei, I think the very end of Os Vav. V'atam dekulhu demito chashivusai chashivi kvuin v'chol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. So the chashivas makes it kavua. Now that could be the same thing, it could not be the same thing. One of the reasons why understanding this is very difficult is because it's very difficult to understand why kol kavua kemechtza mechtza dami. Is that exer sakasov? Is there a reason behind it? And the like. So, Be'ezrus Hashem will be coming back to this question, but now, just something to think about. What is the reason for this din derabanan of davar chashuv eino bata? Okay, now to actually begin our sugya of chaticha ulis gabed. So the basis for this is the Mishnah in Chulin Sadi Vav in the base that writes V'chein chaticha shal nevela v'chaticha shal dag tamei shenis bashla im ha-chatichos bezman shemakira b'nosein tam v'im lav kulan asuros v'harota b'nosein tam. So the Gemara says V'tibatal b'ruba. Why is it that if there's one chaticha shal nevela mixed in with 1,000 chatichos shchutos that it is not batal? And the Gemara answers Shani chaticha ril eskabed. Or to be precise, Shani Chaticha Hoel Viruil Iskabi Lufnei Orchim, that because this Chaticha Shel Nevela say is Ruil Iskabi Lufnei Orchim, so therefore it's not Batal. Now the Rishonim ask that this Sugyan Chulin seems to contradict the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah and the Sugyan in Avodah Zarah. On Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Elo Asurin Ve'osrin B'chol Shehein, and there's a whole list of things, And the Gemara notes that the only things listed in the Mishnah that are in Isser Kol Shehu are Davar Shebeminyan and Isuri Hana, meaning say it has both of them. It is both Davar Shebeminyan and it's Isser Hana. So, for example, a piece of Basar B'chalav, that's a chashuv piece of meat, plus it's Isser Hana. And the simple reading of the Mishnah is that according to, or the simple reading of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is, anything that isn't Aser Behana is not considered Davar Chashev L'Inyan Bittel, and would be Bittel. So from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, you get the impression that the only time Chatiach Ulyas Kabed won't be Bittel is when it's Aser Behana. From the Sugyan Chulin, you get the impression that any Chatiach Ulyas Kabed is not Bittel. So the Rush writes, and the Beis Yosef writes, that this is the reason why the Rif doesn't paskin our halacha. The Rif in Chulin does not seem to paskin the din of Chatiach Ulyas Kabed. Why? Because he thinks that the halacha is like the sugya of Avodah Zarah. It's a machlokas between two different Stam Mishnayos. And there are various reasons given why you would paskin like the sugya of Avodah Zarah or the sugya in Chulin. For example, some Rishonim say that's the sugya of Makomo. Interesting. But therefore, we paskin like the sugya of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, this whole siman doesn't belong in Shulchan Aruch. There's no such thing as a regular Chatiach Ulyas Kabed. It's not Aser Bana. Some claim that that would be Rashi's view as well, though it's not clear. That's the way Rashi learns the sugya of Avodah Zarah. Not clear that that's the way he would paskin. If you recall, in the previous siman, in Siman Kuf, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ksav Sofer all tried to bring the limud tzchus for birya. They said, well, one limud tzchus that a bug would be batel is because while a bug is davar chashuv, but it's not aser bana. So therefore, if you learn like the Rif and they added Rashi, then there would be bittel, and they used that as a limud tzchus. What's interesting is that the Beis Yosef points this out, that our siman is against the Rif. He points that out in Siman Kuf Aleph. He doesn't point it out in Siman Kuf on the sugya of birya. Interesting whether you could make the case that Beria is different. We did see in the previous siman that Beria might be different than other Dvarim Chashuvim. But at least the Aruch HaShulchan thought there was no reason to distinguish, and therefore according to the Rif and Rashi and the like, there was no such thing as a Din Beria. However, as you could see, we do have Siman Kuf Aleph in our Shulchan Aruch, so we don't paskin like the Rif. We paskin that davar chashav or chatiach ulyas kabed, even if it's not aser ba'ana, is not batal. What about the sugyan of Avodah Zarah? Different answers are given. The Russian Siman Lamed Daled says it's giving you a list of things. It doesn't mean those are the only things that aren't batal. Other answers are given as well by the Ravid and others. So in the end of the day, we paskin like the simple reading of the Gemara in Chulin, perhaps against the simple reading of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that any time you have something that's aser and that's a chaticha ulis kabed, it's not batal. However, because as we noted, it's a din de rabbanan, so the Rama writes that if it's a suffik, if it's chaticha ulis kabed, so then we're makel, even if it's an iser de raisa, and that's because it's de rabbanan. We'll talk about later how you could have such a suffik. Okay, now the basic question in this sugya of Chatiach Ulyas Kabed is the following question. Is this a separate din than the halach of Davar Shebeminyan Eino Batel, or is this just the same din? Meaning to say, we have a Mishnah, and we have three different Tanayim. It's quoted in a number of places, among them Beit Sadaf Gimel on the base, about what types of davar chashev are not batal. So there are three tanaim. Remeir says, kol shedarko limanos. The chachamim say, shisha dvarim bilvad. Six very chashev things aren't batal. These include gozei perach, rimonei badan, chavios stumos, etc. And Rabbi Akiva adds a seventh. He adds kikro shel balabai. So there are seven things that aren't chashev. So there are three opinions as to, on the Tanaim, what is Davar Chashev Sheino Batel? And within the view of Reb Meir, again, Reb Meir says, Kol Shadark Limanos, there is a Machlokas Amorayim, how to understand him. So Reb Yochanan says, Es Shadark Limanos Ke'amar, meaning to say, Dafka, something that's never sold except Beminyan. So something is always sold b'minyan, so that's a sign of chashivas, and therefore it's not batal. Reish Lakish is more inclusive. He says, kol shadarko limanos, which means if it's sometimes sold b'minyan, even if it's sometimes not sold b'minyan, sometimes it's sold by weight, sometimes it's sold by minyan, that too is considered kol shadarko limanos and not batal. So those are the views. Now, where does chaticha ruya l'skabed fit into that? And essentially, there's two possibilities. Either chaticha ruya l'skabed is a totally separate category. There is this machlokas tanaim / amorayim about davar shebeminyan. And then there's another category of davar chashav called chaticha ruya l'skabed, just like birya is certainly another category, right? It's nothing to do with this davar shebeminyan business. So chaticha ruya l'skabed is another category. Or no, perhaps the two categories are linked. So this is a machlokas rishonim, and before we see where the rishonim argue about this, let's talk about another major machlokas rishonim in our siman, which I think one could claim is related. As you saw from Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef, there are two basic opinions when and how you classify something as a chaticha haruya l'skabed. Do you look at it as it is now, or do you look at what it could be? For example, let's say you have a whole animal, a whole carcass of a cow. You could cut this carcass up into lots of very chashev pieces of steak. But right now, it's not so chashev looking. Most people would be pretty scared to touch it. So do you say it's chaticha ruya l'skabed or not? So, more or less, the Rashba says no. The Rashba says, you have to lemaisa be willing to be miskabe bo lifnei ha'orchem. If you would put this piece in front of a guest, then it's not batal. Otherwise, it is batal. So this narrows the what's considered a chaticha l'skabe significantly. It probably will have to be cooked. It probably will have to be kosher and salted. Probably will have to look nice and presentable and respectable. If it's a bird, it will have to be feathered and the like. Whereas the Rush says, ma pitom. It's not true. Since Lemaisa, this is a very chashev, right? A carcass of a shechted cow, that's very chashev. There's so many chashev pieces of meat here. So for sure, that's not going to be batal. It doesn't depend on practically whether you're going to put it before a guest. It's a shir in chashivus, or shir in godel, he says. And therefore, even though in its current state you might not actually give it to a guest, for example, it's raw, nevertheless, because it's chashev, it's eino batal. We'll see, the Ramah seems to have an interesting pshara between the two views. We'll talk about that shortly. But those are the two mahalchim, right? Now, what are they arguing about? I mean, again, they're arguing about whether lemaisa you need to be able for it to be chaticha l'skabed, you have to put it in front of the guests. Or no, is it a shir godel, a shir chashev? So it could be that they're arguing about the very chakira that we started with. Is this just the regular din of davar chashev einu batel, the din of davar shebeminyan, or is it a second separate category on its own? When you look at the Rashba in numerous places, one place is Tarsabayas on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the impression you get is that this is a separate category of davar chashev. Just like birya is because of chashivas, but it's a separate category, so too, chaticha l'skabed is a separate category. There are a number of categories of davar chashev. There's birya, darko limanos, and chaticha l'skabed. And therefore, the Rashba holds that this category is dependent on what the Gemara says. Are you miskabed bo lifnei orchem? If you put this thing in front of the guests, will that bring you honor? So then it's eino batal. If not, then it's batal. Simple and straightforward. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh, if you take a look at Perek Zayin of Chulin Simen Lamed Vav, implies that it's mamish the same din as Davar Shebeminyan. The truth is, the more extreme formulation of this can be found in Tosfos Zvachim Ayin Beis Amud Aleph Dibur Maschil Ella, where Tosfos writes that it mamish is Davar Shebeminyan, and it's Begeder Eshedarko Limnos. And Tosus tries to show how every single example of chaticha l'skabed that we have must fit into the category of eshedarko limnos. The Rush is along those lines. He might not be as extreme. But the Rush says that the chashivos of chatiyah l'skavid is equal to the chashivos of davar shebeminyan. In other words, it's not a separate category. It's the same thing. We have this principle of davar chashav, meaning, let's say, davar shebeminyan eino bato. And chatiyah l'skavid is an example of that. Ah, so if you learn like that, then the Rush's view that the fact that practically you wouldn't serve this to the guests because it's raw or unsalted or feathered or whatever is irrelevant. Lamaisa, this is a shailun chashivos, and this is a very chashiv piece of meat, because if I cook it, it's going to be super chashiv. I'll charge $35 for it at a restaurant. The fact that right now it's raw doesn't take away from its chashivos just because it's raw. So if you say lamaisa, it's tolui in would you put this down in front of them? So then you'll say, okay, I would put it down in front of the guests, so it should be batal. But if you say it's just a din of chashivas, it's just a din of davar shebeminyan, so then that requirement doesn't make so much sense. Yeah.
Would you say that a cow carcass is
a
davar shebeminyan?
So.
I don't see them selling about a dozen.
So actually, it's an interesting question, but. According to Tosfos, you'd have to say yes, if you held it was Chatiyah L'Skabed. According to the Rush, and we're going to elaborate on this point maybe in a minute or two when we get to the Rambam, according to the Rush, it's sufficient that it has the same level of Chashivas, even if it's not Mamash Adavar Shebeminyan. That's why I said Rush and Tosfos are in the same school of thought, but they're not necessarily identical. Yeah.
According to both Mahatma, you are saying that
it's just, the way that Rashi would say, it's just a criteria of chashivas. The sugya of davar shebeminyan tells me that anything that is, you know, if you could rate things in chashivas from 1 to 10, so anything that's chashav level 7 isn't batal. And therefore our question is this chashav level 7? And if the answer is that it's level 7, then it's not batal. If it's 6, it is batal. That's it. And that's why he focuses on godel, as opposed to, again, practically putting it before the guest. Yeah. Well, as I said, if you read the Rashba, it sounds like he thinks it's not on one category. It sounds like he thinks they're two different things. And I think that reflects itself in this din. Now, could you go ahead and split the Chakira? Possibly. I think each, in this case, when you look at the way they present the sugya, that's the way they sound, and this didn't make sense. I think each position is taking the intuitive mahalach according to the way they learn their sugya. I'm not saying that it would be impossible to split. The truth of the matter is that this really gets down to the basic taich of how you read the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says, v'tibatel beruva, right? What's pshat in the Mishnah? Why is this chaticha not batel? Ha nichol aman damar kol shadar kol imano shaninu. So at this point in the Gemara, it's clear that we're just working within the pre-existing categories from Tanaic sources of Eshadarko Limnos and Kol Shadarko Limnos. We're going back to that Mishnah. The question is, what changed in the answer? So the Gemara answered, Shani Chaticha, Hover Uya Ba Liskabi Balfne Orchin. According to Rush, that means that Shani Chaticha. In other words, in this case, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. This is begader, or equal to, as Shadarko Limnos. It's the same level of chashivas. Whereas according to the Rashba, the pshat is no. Shani Chaticha, we're going to come up with a whole no category. It's interesting, if you look at the Ran in our sugya, so the Ran writes, L'chora, only according to Remeir, would we say the Chumra of Chaticha Uliskabed. In other words, L'chora, right? The Salkadat, let's just say it like this, right? Remember, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue within the view of Remeir. So the Gemara started off, who's the author of our Mishnah that says a Chaticha is in Bato? So the Gemara says, okay, well, it's certainly not Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. They only hold 6 things or 7 Chashav things that can't be Bato, and this is not one of them. So it's definitely not Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. Maybe it's Remeir. And the Gemara says, so if you learn like Reish Lakish, it could be Remeir. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what are you going to say? And the Gemara answers, no, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would say it. In other words, he's reading the Gemara, Ke'en the Mahalechav, the Rash, and the Tosis and the like. What I'm going to say isn't so pashut if you learn the Ran, but for now. And the Gemara, so that's his conclusion. So therefore, let's say you thought we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, right? Only seven things aren't batal, not like Rabbi Meir. So then you wouldn't hold of this din of Chatichol Yiskabit. Again, we could throw it out of the Shulchan Aruch. And interestingly enough, the Rambam paskins that way. The Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Akiva, there are only seven things that aren't batal. So, but then the Ran says, one second. The Rambam also paskins chaticha liskabed, so we have a problem, all right? Ah. So one would be tempted to answer, great, so we'll learn the Rambam like the Rashba. This is, the Gemara's answer is, this has nothing to do with the machlokas about davar shebeminyan. In terms of that sugya, I paskin like Rabbi Akiva, only shiva dvarim chashuvim are not batal, but there's this new category, chaticha liskabed, just like a new category of birya. That's what you could have said. But if you actually look at the Rambam itself, the Rambam has a different mahalich. The Rambam understands that along the lines of the Rush, except he understands that anything that's chashuv, eitzel, b'nei ha-makom and ha-makomos, ba'oso dargas chashivas of the shiva dvarim chashuvim, that isn't batal. In other words, when the Gemara says that there are seven things, when Rabbi Akiva says there are seven things that aren't batal, Veluhem, and he lists them, though that list is not meant to be exhaustive. That list, according to the Rambam, means anything with that level of chashivas. So, let's say the Shivim Varim Chashuvim are chashivas level 7, so anything that's chashuv level 7 or above is not batal. Why does it pick those things? The Rambam writes, those things are chashuv b'chol makom, b'chol zman. This is in the Perek Tes Zayin Halacha Tes. Yira li, shekol davar shu chashuv eitzel b'nei makom in ha-makomos, kigon egozei perach v'rimonei bada in Beretz Yisrael ba'osan ha-zmanim, shu oser b'chol shehu, lefi chashivuso ba'oso makom v'oso zman, v'lo husku elu. So why did Rabbi Akiva only mention these things? Lefi shein asurin kol shein b'chol makom. Either it's telling you a metzias or there was a gzeira. One way or the other, these things are the things that are always chashuv. So list these things. But fu adin l'chol kiyotzei b'hen b'shar mikomos. So that's what the Rambam shita is. So therefore, the Gemara says, when it says Shani Chaticha, it's saying, no, Chaticha is the level of Davar Chashav that even Rabbi Akiva would agree. In other words, the Havamin of the Gemara was, we thought it was only within Rabbi Meir, and we declared Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Maskana is, no, even Rabbi Akiva is going to agree. But not because, like the Rashba says, it's a whole new category, but rather because it's the same level of Chashivas. And in fact, if you look at the Gon, if you look at the Gron, that Rambam, it's when the Rambam is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in the Kuf Yud, but it's also in the Frankel Rambam. If you look at the Gon, when the Rambam writes the Halach of Yirah Ali, that anything that's equivalent to these seven things is batel, the Gra says, what's the Makor? Our Sugya, Chaticha Aruya L'Skabed. But how does our Sugya prove it? The answer is, when you read the Gemara, as we just did, so this Gemara is telling me that those Shiva Dvarim, Chashuvim, shouldn't be seen as an exhaustive list, only these seven things. No, anything equivalent to that list. That's goof of the Chiddush of our Gemara. Our Gemara is telling me, Shani Chaticha Ruskabed, and therefore it's at the same level of these seven things, and anything that's at the same level of these seven things won't be Bata. Now, if you look through the Rambam, that's why the Rambam writes in all these halachos, in Perek Tes Zayin, starting from Halacha Gimel all the way through Halacha Tes, he keeps on writing V'chein. This is all one sugya. He writes, he lists those seven things, and then he writes V'chein, Chaticha Shal Nevela, V'shal Basar Behema, and then a little later, V'chein, Gid Hanasha, in others even Birya. And then he says V'chein Kol Balei Chaim Chashuvin Hein Veinim Betalim. V'chein. This is one basic halacha. He started off with Davar Chashuv, and then there's a bunch of V'cheins. It would seem, interestingly enough, that if you hold that, then maybe the Rambam might agree to the Ramah Shita that a birya that's musreches is batal, right? Like the bugs. Why? Because the Rambam writes that a birya is just another example of a davar chashev. It's not mefurish, but the fact that he has the seven chashev things, then he writes v'chein chaticha, then he writes v'chein birya, might indicate that a birya is just another example of this principle of davar chashev eino batal, which means that if a birya happens not to be chashev because it's musreches, then that wouldn't be true. Now, obviously, even though the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam on these dinim, in fact, in Simon Kofiot, he basically quotes as Lashon, nevertheless, obviously the Mechaber doesn't agree to that, because he quotes in Simon Kof the Rashba that bugs are considered a birya, not batal. So he wouldn't make, the Mechaber was not making that diach, and it's not a mochach diach, it's certainly not mefurish. Another interesting thing that emerges from the Rambam, which we'll get back to later, but now I'll just point it out when we're reading the Rambam, is when the Rambam writes this din of Chaticha L'Eskabit, he writes, this halacha, hey, V'chein Chaticha Shal Nevela, O Shal Basar Behema, O Chaya, O Of, O Dag HaTemein, Shinis Arvu, Bekam Alavim, Chatichos HaKol Aser, Ad Shik Bi'os HaChaticha, Sharei Miskabit Ba'alef Ne'or. So he doesn't write that... he doesn't write that a chaticha real iskabed is not batel. He writes a chaticha isn't batel because it's reuya liskabed balifnei haorchim. So the implication is, and some achronim are medayik that, sounds this way, that any chaticha, at least any chaticha of basar or dag or oaf, is not batel. Why? Because it's ru'ilas kabed balifnei ha'orchim. In other words, throughout our l'chora, we don't hold to this halacha. We'll see, maybe we do. But the pashup shot is we don't, right? Throughout our simin, we talk about how big the chaticha needs to be, right? There are limitations. Nobody would say any piece of meat is a chaticha l'iskabed. But when you read the Rambam, it doesn't sound that way. And the truth is, from the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like the Rambam. Because the Mishnah said what? The Mishnah said, Chaticha is not batal. Chaticha shel dag, da, 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 da. The Gemara said, why isn't it batal? Shani chaticha. Ho'el v'ruya l'iskabit ba'lefnei orchim. Chaticha is ruya l'iskabit ba'lefnei orchim, and therefore it's not batal. It doesn't say, Shani chaticha ruya l'iskabit, ho'el v'ruya l'iskabit ba'lefnei orchim. It says, Shani chaticha. Sounds like any chaticha. Ah. So you'll tell me, but we don't paskin that way, right? All the Rishonim don't say that way. So perhaps it's not so pashut. Why? Because of the following. If you take a look at, we'll jump ahead now, to Sif, the Taz, Taz Sif Katan Yud. So it says like this. There's an interesting machlokas here. Interesting machlokas here in the Taz. Bitter v'hatter sham begilion mevi dim nechtach ha'or shel avaz l'ritzuos. Batel chashivuso. According to the Isser V'Hatter, if you cut up a piece of meat, or not a piece of meat, a piece of or shel avaz, which is apparently chashiv, but you cut it up into thin strips, it's batel chashivuso. Small pieces are batel. Sounds like the Rush, right? Remember the Rush said, what is chatich l'iskabed? Anything, it's a shear in size. That's what the Isser V'Hatter wrote. V'tamar rashal sham, kevan shem nechtecha, eina chashuva, meizet zate chashuva bishle musa. V'gamlan yes daiti, yipale ipcha, de'ikr kibud b'or ha'avza, achar shechot chenoso, l'chatichos l'tagnam, eina rosh shemachabdin b'chol makom. Right, if you go to a fancy restaurant and you tell them that you want strips of duck fat, so they'll give you small pieces. They're not going to give you a big one. They're going to fry them up nice and small. Okay, I never tried. But, right, and in a roast, that is the chashuv way to serve them. So, that's the way you give them lifnei anashim chashuvim. So why would you say it's batel? Alkein vaday have chaticha liskabed afilu benechtecha. Fine. And then he says it's a shtickle steer in the Ramah. That's why the Ramah didn't quote it, but elsewhere he quotes it. So, tzarchin b'may pligi. What's the machlokas? So you could call this the pepper steak machlokas. What's the pepper steak machlokas? Pepper steak machlokas is like this. Do you serve chashav people pepper steak dishes? Sure. Chashav dish. But if a chashav guest came, would you give him a piece of pepper steak? Absolutely not. That would be very rude. Right? One little tiny piece. You would never bum miskabed balifnei ha'ochel. So that's the machlokas. How do you look at that? Right? On the one hand, you could say, look, my clear is this pepper steak, this little thin strip of meat, is this batel? Well, would I put this piece of meat in front of a guest? The answer is no. Alone, I would not put it in front of the guest. I would never serve a guest a single pepper steak, a little tiny piece of meat. So therefore, I should say it's batel, it's not chashev. Or do I say, no, this is a dish that I would serve bifnei ha'orchim. It's true, a single one I wouldn't serve to a guest, but in the context of a dish, of course I would. So l'chora, that's what they're arguing about. That's what the Nekudas HaKesef points out as well, to be miyashev. So what's the machlokas? According to the Taz, if I would put this dish in front of a guest, even though an individual piece I would not put in front of a guest because it's so small, but in the context of others, so then it's chashev, it's chatichah liskab, it's not batel.
That makes everything
also. Oh, very good. And there we're back to the Rambam, right? Even a very small meat, piece of meat in a certain dish, you would serve to a guest. So if you learn like the Taz, so the truth is that the psak of the Rambam, I don't know if Imamish say as far as the Rambam, but it's close to the Rambam, maybe the same as the Rambam. Meaning to say, lamashal, you would serve a guest ground meat, right? I mean, meatballs or something like that. So that's the smallest a piece of meat as you could get. So I don't know, do you recreate it or not? But lamaisa, you would serve in the context of other dishes, for sure, you would put this in front of a guest. Now the Taz says that if you would be miskabed balifnei orchem, what does that mean? Right, it means that you get kavod by giving this to a guest. If I would get kavod by giving this dish to a guest, even though every piece of meat is very, very, very small, like you said, almost everything, then it would be considered chatichah liskabed. So that's what the Rambam writes. At least the Rambam writes every chatichah is reuya liskabed, every piece of meat, because that type of piece of meat, it would be reuya liskabed balifnei orchem. Maybe not on its own, but in the context of a dish. So that's an interesting point. Okay. Oh. Now it's interesting because again, the cheshbon and the machaber isn't going to work out so well according to what I'm saying. On the one hand, the Mechaber in our siman basically follows the view of the Rashba, that you need lemaisa to be able to put it in front of the guest, right? In other words, it has to be cooked and prepared and elegant and the like. And a raw piece of meat, even if it's a very chashav piece of meat, it sells for $19 a pound, it's still batel. Yet, at the same time, in siman Kuf Yud, he basically paskins like the Rambam, that it's dafka shivin varm chashuvin v'chol adom elahem. Now the way I set up the sugya, it's not a good cheshbon. Now it's not a steer, as I said before, but it doesn't look like the especially the way the Gra points it out, right? Because the Gra says that the Makor for the Rambam is our sugya, but if you learn the sugya like the Rashba, the Makor wouldn't be from there. So, again, it's not a problem, especially the Derech of the Gra, as we've pointed out, is not necessarily to make those. The Gra learns that the Machaber didn't make those cheshbonos. But one way or the other, so the way we set up the sugya, then the Mechaber is not so consistent. But again, I don't think that's a problem. Now, according to what we're saying, the Pshara of the Ramah is a little strange, right? Because the Ramah doesn't fully go with the idea of entirely being Tali and Chashav, but at the same time, he doesn't go fully the other way, right? The Ramah writes in Sif Aleph, Agav, Afilu Chaticha Shalei Nimlecha B'Teila, De'ein Isura Mechna. Atzma, sorry. Rakba was then Bahuraba. Wrong one. Sif Gimel. So v'chein noagim milvad tarnigolz benotzasa benochuseres ma'isa gadol. So the Rama writes that we pass in like the Machmir view, meaning to say the Rush, but there's an exception. Tarnagolas binotsasa. Why? Even though it's true that if you prepared this this tarnagolas binotsasa by taking out the feathers and the like, you could make it into a very chashev dish that you would place before Orachim. Nevertheless, it's also true that it's mechusar ma'isa gadol. Right now, it looks gross and disgusting. So, what kind of pshara is this to say it's tali whether it's mechusar ma'isa gadol or not? So I think the easier way to read it is that he does learn basically like the Rush, except, in other words, we're talking about level of chashivos, but when it has feathers on it or hair on it or the like, it's mechusar ma'isa gadol. It looks like something gross. If you saw it, you'd say yichs. So, memela, that takes away from its chashivas. Masha'inkein, if it's ra or enu maluach or the like, where it's fundamentally chashav, it's just you wouldn't practically give it to a guest, then you wouldn't say that.
But they keep on talking about, like, tir.
Yeah, so the other way to say it is that the tircha itself is so significant that it takes away from the chashivas. That is what he stresses.
Says
Malicha is a different problem because it's anyway it's not Asher Machmas Atzma, right?
But the Yasmigim said it's just
Mechusar. It's Mechusar Maisa Katam?
Right.
So you're saying again that, so that's a question. In other words, is that like the Rush with an exception or is it like the Rashba with an exception? So I think it's easier to explain those types of middle shitos like the Rush with an exception. In other words, fundamentally, it's Tali and Chashivos. It's not Tali and Roi Laskavi with Meruch. And that's why, practically speaking, they say that things that Lamaisa you wouldn't put in front of a guest like it is now are not Bato, because it's Chashav. But when something is Mechusar Maisa Gadol, or not nice looking, or the like, so then we say that's Mafkia the Chashivos. Now it's not so Chashav. Because the Maisa Gadol that you have to do to rectify it, to make it edible, takes away from the chashivas. So fundamentally, we're saying it's a din in chashivas, like the Rush. But the fact that it has feathers on it is takes away from the chashivas. It's not chashav, and therefore bato. As opposed to, within the Rashba's malach, it's very hard to understand. Because when Maisa, if it's raw, I wouldn't serve it in front of a guest. So what difference does it make if it's Maisa Gadol or Maisa Katan? So that's what I'm saying, that these types of middle views within the Rush's malach can be make sense, but within the Rashba's Mahalik are harder to understand. Yeah?
So, just for the Mechaber though, so if you split the Fakir, then there would be fine. The Mechaber, meaning Paskin's like, I guess, Kain the Rambam, which just says that the higher standard for us considering Hashim's by
yeah, something along those lines. But again, the problem is that the more I say it's Tali and Chashivas, like the Rambam clearly holds, it really doesn't make sense. Like the Rush asks on the Rashba, this is such a chashav piece of meat. Epis, it's not cooked, but it's so chashav. How could you say it's not batal? Right? So understanding the Mahalach and the Machaber that way is really very difficult. Once you say it's Talin Chashivas, why is this not Chashiv? It's true, I wouldn't put it on the guest's plate.
You have Chashivas no matter what? Like, even if when it's Behem Bishlam Musa, you don't hear the... You don't see the
chatichas
in the
Behem, like... Behem for different reasons. Baal
Chayim. No,
but
dead. Dead,
yeah. So, okay, I'm just saying. So let's take an extreme example. Take an example that the Rashbas make a lot, right? It's mamish, a gorgeous piece of meat. But it's chai. Right? So to explain that, according to the Rambam, is really very difficult. There's no chisaron in the chashivos. There's just a chisaron in ro'i l'skabed ba'lefnei ha'orchem. So that's why it's difficult. That's not impossible, but it's difficult. Yeah.
When the Gemara says, or when the Mishnah says chasifa, what's that like? Or when the Gemara diagram, what's that in contrast to? Like shining from what? I guess maybe this machlokas.
Well, so that's a good point. That goes back to how you read the Gemara. In other words, shani from. Is this the pshat that this is a whole new category? This is nothing to do with davar shebeminyan, which is what we thought in Havamin. It's not batal because of davar shebeminyan. No, that this is a new category called chaticha l'skabe. That's what it's different from. Or no, it's shani chaticha. Chaticha is different than the way the Rashi would say it. It has the same level of chashivas of davar shebeminyan because it's ruyal of l'skabe d'balaf ne'orchem.
Different from what? From the whole animal, or from...
No, different from other cases of davar, different from our havamina, where we thought that since it's not darko limanos always, that it's batel. In other words, the way to say it is like this. The havamina was that lemaisa, if you don't sell it by minyan, it's going to be batel. Right? And the answer is no. This is chashev, and therefore it's not batel.
So where's the Rambam?
That's the way the Rambam and the Rush would read it. Tosis would have to step and know that this is Davar Shebeminyan. Right?
Well, the Rambam reads it as the Shani Chasiva.
Paul Vilyas Kabbal of Nehor. Right.
Okay.
Now, how do we paskin? So, presumably Ashkenazim should paskin like the Rama. However, the Chassam Sofer says that behefsin meruba, you could be mekel in this arva chaticha chayev chatichos acheros. If you look at the tshuvos, this seems to have come up a lot. And also, if you look at the Badi Shochan in the Biurim, he quotes this from the Shvos Yaakov, gabi chaticha gedolim oj in this arva b'chatichos acheros, and the like. So, l'chatchila, we paskin like the Rama, but the makom behefsin meruba, we could be mekel. That's what the Achronim say. Just another point in terms of defining what is a chaticha. So the Rambam writes that in terms of the chashivas, the shach and the taz are going to quote this, that everything depends on the chol zman, v'chol makom. These aren't objective standards. They change and depend on the time and the place. And just agav also when it says re'uyel eskabe v'lefnei ha'orchem, so the Rashba means that's orchem chashuvim. So it's not any old guest, a chashuv guest. Okay. Now, here's the next point, which also seems to be very basic to the sugya, but I have to admit that I don't really have a lot of clarity as to why this is true, so we'll think about it together, is the following question. Let's ask this way. Why is a nevela considered a chatichu l'skabed, ay l'maisa, ein miskabed in bo lefnei orchem, yehudim at the very least? If I have a chashev guest, I'm not going to give him a nevela. So why is a nevela chatich liskabed? So maybe you'll say that in a chanami, but we know it's not true. Nevela, even the Mishnah says by avodah zarah, in avodah zarah basa b'chalav. So maybe you'll say, what I would be inclined to answer is no. It doesn't matter that practically I wouldn't put it before a chashev guest. It's totally in the level of chashivas, right? Like we said before, is this a piece of meat? Is this chashav level 7? Then it's not batal. If it's level 6, it is batal. And the fact that practically I wouldn't put it before the guests, that doesn't really matter. And that l'chora is the mahalich of the ra'ah in a couple of places in the Bedek Abayas. But most Rishonim disagree, and they disagree based off of a sugya yavamos, daf pei aleph amud beis. It's a long sugya, but for our purposes, we can focus on one brisa. The brisa there says as follows: Tanya, Chaticha shochatas tameya, shenis arva b'meya chaticha shochatos tahoros. So what's the din? The machlokas. According to Chachamim, it's batal, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not batal. So again, chatas tameya mixed with chatos tahoros are batal. Piece of meat from a chatas that is tame gets mixed in with a bunch of pieces of meat from a chatas that are tahor, it's batal. The Seifa says, but a chatas tahora that gets mixed in with chulin is not batal. L'kulei alma. So the question is, what's the difference? Why is it that when a chatas tameya is mixed in with chatas tahora, it is batal, but when a chatas tahora gets mixed in with chulin, it's not batal? Either way, it's the same piece of meat, right? Mamish, 2.5 pounds grade A steak. So what's the difference? So it's very unclear from the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't actually tell you what the difference is. So Rashi thinks maybe the difference is whether being machmir, not to have bittul, will cause a hefsid gadol or not. In the Reisha, if we were machmir, not to say bittul, when it's a tummy piece mixed with tahor, that would be a huge hefsid. You'd have to throw all 100 pieces of meat out. Whereas in the Seifa, then we could just give it to a kohen. So something more similar maybe to Davish Yesh L'Matirin, that if there's an Eitzah to get out of this without relying on Bittel, so then we do. But Tosfos rejects Rashi, as do basically all that we've shown him. And Tosfos says, so what does it depend on? It depends on the following. This is Tosfos in Chulin, on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, Tosfos in Yevamos. It's based off the Sefer Truma, it's Paskin in the Rashba, and Taras Abayas. And the Yisod is the following, that Yesh lomar, t'chol davar raylis gabed, im hayam is batel, chashiv velo bittel. When determining whether something is a chaticha lis gabed, we don't look at what it is pre-bittel, we look at what it is post-bittel. Since post-bittel, this would be a chaticha haruya lis gabed, so then, it's not batel. And therefore, when you have a chatas mixed with chulin, so let's say I said bittel, what would the halacha be? It would be mutter, to give it to a guest. Ah, so therefore it's not bittel, chatich liskabed. But in the case of chatas tameya mixed with chatas tahora, even though this piece of meat is a chashav piece of meat, but after bittel, what's the halacha? Can I give it to a Yisrael? No, it's only mutter lezichrei kahuna. And apparently, Kohanim don't have a lot of Akar Satov. It says, Tosfos says that the pshat is that Vlo Chashiva to Kohanim Emachzikim Tova Zel Zeh Shekulan Shavim. Kohanim aren't grateful to each other because since there's plenty of meat to go around, everybody gets Ish Ke Achiv. So there's no Chashivas L'chora for one kohen to give it to another kohen, so it doesn't have chashivas, and therefore it's batal. There's actually two versions of this, two answers in the Sefer Truma. Either because since it could only be eaten by zichrei kuna, therefore it's not batal, or because, again, kohanim are not machzikim tov azel azel. One way or the other, what you see from here...
It has to be batal for everybody.
That's the point. What you see from here is that we don't look at the, you know, what quality meat this is. What we look at is what would be if we said bittel. What would be? If we said bittel, would this be ruya l'skabed lifnei orchin? Then we don't say bittel. And if we said bittel, it wouldn't be ruya l'skabed lifnei orchin. Why? Because it's still only mutter l'kohanim. So then we do say bittel, even though it's the same piece of meat. Right? Imagine you could have two pieces of meat, the same size, the same weight, the same quality. One would be batal and one wouldn't be, depending on what it's mixed with. And the Ra'a says, this doesn't make any sense. He gives a example. Lafid varav. This is Lafid varav. Kikar yafe shel klaya kerem, shenisarif bekikro shel truma batal. Deha hashta lo shaya alo kohanim. Let's say you have a kikar yafel shel klaya kerem that gets mixed in with chulin, it will not be batal. Chatich liskabein. But if it gets mixed in with truma, it will be batal, because even after bittel, it's only mutter l'kohanim. He says maybe you could be mechalek between kohanim, where there could be eaten by all kohanim and not just zichrei kuna. But the basic point is totally ridiculous according to the Rav. V'dvarav elu matmiyim mina matmiyim. It's like mahadrin mina mahadrin. So, and he's right, very strange. Right? I would have said intuitively that I look at what this is before bittel. Is this chashav? So then it's not batal. If it's not chashav, it is batal. Why am I focusing on what it would be post-bittel, not pre-bittel? Again, this explains why we say that the nevela is chatich liskabed. I said I'm not going to feed a nevela to my good friend, the chashav oreach. The answer is because after bittel, if bittel were to happen after bittel, I would serve it to a Jew. It would be miskabed balefne orchem. And mimela, it's batal. See, if everybody takes on the midas chasidus of not relying on bittel, so then you could say bittel and chatichu liskaved. So you would never give it to a guest. Yeah.
But I'll currently you have to say this because we're talking about this whole thing is that the iser is chatichu liskaved. So if it's not shayach to give, if this thing is in chat to give to someone now, if it's heter, then never.
You're saying the Ra doesn't make sense?
Yeah, the
Ra makes sense.
Yeah, he does make sense. If you don't hold it, you can give it to a guy, but it's all about giving it
okay,
to
the Ra makes sense. The Rashba doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's what I agree.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You have to view it in this. No, sorry. I think the Rashba makes
sense. Rashba makes sense. Why?
You have to view it after it's possible.
You have to view it after it's
possible. Why?
Because right now it's usher. So you would never okay. Nevela. Why wouldn't you give a nevela?
You're right. I would say that chatich liskabed lefnei orchem means chashivas. Is this a chashiv piece of meat? How do I know? What's the level of chashivas? Would I give it to a guest?
Right.
Good. So it doesn't mean practically I have to give it to a guest. It's telling you a grade of chashivas.
Right.
So therefore, it doesn't matter whether what it's mixed with. It shouldn't matter whether it's mixed with truma or mixed with chulin. In the end of the day, this is chashav, shouldn't be batal. Why do they focus on what it would be afterwards? So that's the question. And l'chora, as Avi and Yosef pointed out, this isn't a din just in chatich liskabed. It makes that's what I was trying to say originally. But pashtus, this is going to be true for all cases of batal. To use Yosef's formulation, which I heard secondhand, is that according to Rashba, we're not choshish for chashivas in the chalos of the bittel, only in the totzah of the bittel. But the question is, why should that be? So if you learn like Rabbi Chanan, which we talked about earlier, several occasions, the Kovet Shirim in Chulin Lamed Vav, as well as elsewhere, then it makes sense. Because his alvart is bittel, bitaroves is not a matir, l'chalutin at least, it's not mafkia the sibas ha'isr, rather it's matir l'shaito. Bittel has to be continuous. So if, in the end of the process, this shouldn't be batal, then it can't be batal, right? Since, at the end of the process, it's almost like chozer v'neyor. It's not as extreme. But since the result here would be that davar chashav is batal, how could that be? That's impossible. It's too chashav. It can't lose its identity. So that's why you would look at the end result. But assuming that you don't learn like Rabbi Chanan, we pointed out there are a number of difficulties in Rabbi Chanan, so then it's difficult. Yeah, you had?
I think it was at Adram.
Oh, that's here.
For Rabbi Chanan, one of our hatiras about Tarobah is when you have bittel, is the Yisra Nehem HaKmahetar?
Right.
Or is it Nishar B'Yisuro, when you move it to the people right. To eat the Tarobahs? So the question here is, if you have Chatas Tamei, Chatas Tameya as a shin is not a chatichah reviewless copy because you can't do anything with it. If it's converted into Chatas Tahora,
right.
Then it is reviewless copy.
No, Chatas Tahora is also not reviewless copy. You mean if it's turned into chulin?
No, we say that a lot. Oh, you're ignoring the special chiddush about Kohanim that's shoving.
But I'm saying that Chatas Tameya is batal, Chatas Tahora, right?
Well,
That's the case. That's
it's
ainu rulis kabed at the end and in the beginning. Therefore, it's batal.
Right. Okay, but you're saying chatas.
You want to say chatas tmeya in chulin, or chatas tarum in chulin? Okay, good.
Okay. So my point is the following: if it remains chatas tmeya, that is not rulis kabed.
Right.
So even through the end of the process, it's still chatas tmeya. Because it never changed its status into a ruilis kabed. If you hold that bittul is just being that it's not nehapach lahetra, the isur shavo is not nehapach lahetra. There's a hetra achilas atarovas. Then the isur shavo still maintains its shame isur shavo, and therefore it's not ruilis kabed. There's no conversion.
Why not? Maisa you could eat it. Why is it not ruilis kabed?
When maisa you can eat it, but
right, so what's that?
That atila still maintains the shame.
No, you have
that
doesn't
share.
What's the
problem? No, but you can eat it within the Ta'arovas.
I can't figure out what one it is, obviously, right?
What?
Obviously, I can't figure out which one it is, right?
Right.
So whichever one it is, I can eat it. I can eat it, whatever it is.
Right.
Practically speaking,
you can eat it.
So why is it not really this kind?
Why is that?
Give it to Noreya, and I'll get a little.
No, but this piece individually, you're saying that within the Tarot, you can. That's true.
Right, the Tarot is not going anywhere.
The Maisa is not. The Maisa is not. But halakhically, it still halakhically retains the chain. That's the whole point of this view of Bittul. The whole point of this view of Bittul.
Why does it matter? If the problem the Rashba has is that in the end of the day, it's not really Skadi because it's Usur, so that's not here anymore.
If the problem that the Rashba has.
The problem that you're generally dealing with is that the Maisa, you wouldn't be Skadi because you can't give it to Noreya. That's Usur. Right? So that's not the problem. It's not Usur.
You're saying it's lamaisa that you give it. So
what I'm talking about,
you that this individual hatifa is still hatifa shalosim.
Right. So I don't see why that matters. Because their only whole problem is that practically can't give it to somebody. That's their issue.
I understand. This hatifa you can't give it. So you're right. You can't give it within the tarobas, but
that's what I'm holding right now. Right now it's in the tarobas, right? So right now I'm giving something.
Why do you have to view it within the tarobas? I would not serve this hatifa to a guy. To anyone. Sorry.
Three-way. Why not? What's stopping you? What's stopping you?
Yeah, what's going on?
I need the bottom of my foot.
I understand what you're saying, so.
Okay, so we'll have to, and Seder, go be mine in this more.
I think the difference is Pasha. You're saying you can feed it within the Tarobas. I'm saying, okay, that's true, but if you view it individually in a theoretical sense, then it would be.
No, I think the Derech you're saying, I'm not sure I fully understand your Derech, but I do think that that's a good Derech to go in. Which is that the point is that once you, we asked Rabbi Yaakov Orlowski about this yesterday, what he thought. He was also saying something along the lines of what you're saying, which I also didn't understand. But along those points, which is that bittul isn't matir be'etzim, it's only as long as it's a chelek of the tarovas. And therefore, to the extent that you want to isolate this in tarovas, then it should no longer be mutter.
And therefore it's still in your
yeah. Okay, so if you could explain that, we should keep this conversation. We have to keep on talking because maybe we should go on to the next point. But that's what I say. I think it does, like you pointed out, this chakira might be a very fundamental to how bittul works. Though I don't fully understand how. Yeah.
There's a Ramban in Beitza which says that live animals are considered to be rohi on Yontif. Even though they're on Shabbos, because it is ochel, but it's isur hiduragale.
Right.
So why can't you say that here?
That's a different part, I think. Let's look it up. But I thought the pshat there is that anything that has shem ochel isn't moksa. Now, it's a big chiddush. In other words, a pasha pshat is there. The reason why it's not muksa is because Lysa has a tachlis on yantif, right? Why should it be muksa? I can use it to I could use it to cook or to eat. So the answer is that the way he looks at muksa is in more in categorical senses. That certain things are muksa and certain things are ochal. But then the question is, could you say this is ochal bisuru deravia layer? I don't see why that's relevant to here, basically. But maybe also you could explain to me after it's happened. Okay. The next question. Does the chatich liskabed, so does it need to be an iser machmas atzma or not? So the Rush writes that when we say chatich liskabed is not batal, that's when it's asar machma zatzma. But if it's nesar machma shekibla tam meiser, so then it is batal. And even if you say chanan, so meaning to say that even though this potato was a chashav potato that is fully saturated with tam nevela, and you would put this potato lifnei orchim, and the because we say chanan, so that we look at the potato, we require shishim keneged the whole potato, not just keneged ha'isr shebalua bo, still, it's batal. Why? So the Beis Yosef explains, because the only isr thing that's actually truly isr here is the blios. And the blios are not right l'skabi both ne'orchem, so therefore this is batal. Now, I don't want to get back into this, but I think this is a raya to the mahalach we were saying by chanan, and the distinction between chanan and heter nefach l'isr. What's interesting is here even the Rosh is saying it. Right, it's a shir and bittel, it's a din and bittel, but it's not that it's actually aser. There's a big problem with this, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Bas B'chalav is chatich l'skabed, and isn't Bas B'chalav an iser balua? So the answer is no, that Bas B'chalav is an iser machmas atmo, that the heter, the basar, and the chalav turn into iser, and therefore the basar is basar iser machmas atmo, the chalav is chalav machmas atmo, even though it's a belia that creates the iser. But the iser is iser machmas atmo, and here everybody's going to agree that as long as they're together, they're aser. There is a debate whether, as we actually comes up here a little bit, but if they separate, whether they would remain iser. But as long as they're together, it's kulo nevela. So that's the pshat. The Rama also writes in Sif Beis that we don't say chatich l'skabed if it's nesar b'klipa. Why? Very simply, because the klipa is not really l'skabed. Now, why do you need to come on to that? Usually klipa is coming from the nisr balua. So that's what the Shach points out against the lechem chamudos. Interesting to think about why the lechem chamudos says what he says, but for now we'll skip it. When you get to basar b'chalav, you could think about it again. But the Shach says very simple, you could have basar b'chalav, isr klipa, right? Let's say a hot piece of meat touches a hot piece of cheese, or something like that. Fine. Now, then the Shach writes, though, even though the Rama says we don't say it by klipa, it's actually a machlokas rishonim. The Rav Yah writes that we do say chatich l'skabe by a klipa. So what's going on there? So the Shach says, al karachach, you have to say that it's a very chashav klipa. If you were to peel off the klipa of this piece, it would also be chashav l'fnei orchem. Maybe that goes well with the Taz before. But it's a shtickle chiddush. It's not the... it seems like a difficult ukimta that a klipa would be chashav. So it could be that if you go back to the Rav Yah disagrees with this whole thing. The Rav Yah writes that even in Isser Balua, we say chatich l'skabed against the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rav Yah then would be l'shitaso here. The Rav Yah's opinion is that if l'maisa, you would put this in front of a guest, then it's a chatich l'skabed. And it doesn't matter whether it's Isser Machmas Atzma or Isser Balua. And likewise, since you would put this in front of the guest, even though it's an Isser Klipa, it's not batal, right? Because practically speaking, you would put it in front of a guest. We don't look at the sibas ha'iser, i.e. the blios, and say, the blios aren't right l'skabe. No, we look at the chaticha in front of you. And likewise over here, even though it's only a klipa, according to the Rav Yah Shita, that blios, iser balua is chaticha l'skabe, so it makes sense his position as well, that a klipa would also be real l'skabe. The next thing that comes up is the question of mina and eno mina. So the Rama in Sif Vav writes, chatich l'skabed, there's no difference between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino. Now parenthetically, how in the world are you going to have a chatich l'skabed that's eno mino? It's very unlikely, right? A chashav piece of meat, yavesh b'yavesh min b'sheino mino. So if it's a big piece of meat, I'm going to be able to look at it. So the Shach later on comes up with a great example. So let's say I go ahead and I shecht a sheep and a goat and a cow. And then I find out afterwards that one of the shechitas was no good. But by now the pieces are all mixed together and I don't know whether it was the sheep that was no good, the cow that was no good, or the goat that was no good. So right now I have a lot of pieces in front of me. They're all chashav, but they're also min b'sheinu mino. And in that case, that's the example of a yavesh b'yavesh min b'sheinu mino chaticha shiruya l'skabe t'sheinu batam. Okay. So that's how you could have it. So what is this taz, what is this Rama based off of? So we began discussing this issue already in Simon Kuf. And I don't want to go through the whole sugya again. But what we came out from there, and now we need to apply it to our sugya, so we have to revisit the question, is the following. There are basically three opinions. The Isser V'Heter says that we're always mako in the case of min b'sheinu mino, and his source is the Kal v'Chomer from Tevel. The Rambam writes that, based off of Shas, that Tevel is min b'sheinu mino is batel. Why? We say Tevel is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. You could do afrasha. Answer is, you're right, but the principle of davar sheyesh lo matirin eino batel is only min b'mino, not min b'sheinu mino. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Isser V'Heter says, great Kal v'Chomer. If Tevel, which is an Isser Misa, and it's Ruya, it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, is Batal min b'sheinu mino, so then Kol Shekein, other Dvarim Chashuvim are going to be Batal min b'sheinu mino. So Chatichu L'Skabed will be Batal min b'sheinu mino, Birya will be Batal min b'sheinu mino, and the like. Kal v'Chomer from Tevel. That is the Svar de Isser V'Heter. The Ramah says, that's not right. How do I know? Because the Rashba wrote that a bug is not batel in the soup. Remember we saw in the last simon, you find three bugs in your soup, you can no longer drink the soup. Why? Because there's presumably more bugs in the soup, and bugs are barrier, they're not batel. Now bugs to soup is min b'sheinu mino, hopefully. So that being the case, you see that the Rashba disagrees with this Kal v'Chomer of the Isser V'Heter. And therefore, the Ramah goes to the opposite extreme. He says, so min b'sheinu mino of davar chashuv is not batel, not just birya, but also chatichu l'skabed and the like. Why is it batel for davar sheyesh lo matirin? You have to say davar sheyesh lo matirin is different. We'll talk about that next simon, in simon kuf beis. But you have to say that the davar sheyesh lo matirin is the exception, but the rule is birya, and therefore, min b'sheinu mino is not batel for chatichu l'skabed. And that's the Ramah in our simon, sifav. The third view is to split the mechaber. On the one hand, the mechaber paskins that by birya were machmir, as we saw. In Simon Kuf, he quotes the Rashba that a birya is not batel. Right? According to the Isser V'Heter, that wouldn't be true. You could drink the soup that's full of bugs. And according to the... on the other hand, the Mechaber in Simon Kuf Yud paskins that by Davar Chashav, it's only not batel min b'mino, but min b'sheinu mino is batel. Davar Chashav, Davar Shem Minyan, presumably Chatichu L'Skabed. So the Mechaber splits. He says, when it comes to Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin and Chatichu L'Skabed, so then we say min b'sheinu mino is batel. But when it comes to birya, it's not batel. So, to put it differently, for the mechaber, birya is the exception. For the Ramah, davar sheyesh lo matirin is the exception. So, what's this all about? So, first of all, the ikar chiluk that we find between min b'mino and min b'sheinu mino is stated with respect to the sugya of davar sheyesh lo matirin. And why should there be a difference between min b'mino and min b'sheinu mino? So, if you learn like the Ran, it makes a lot of sense. The Ran, you'll see this in Simon Kuf Beis, but you probably, many of you know it anyway, the famous Ran. The Ran says that, how is it, there's a Ran in the Darim, how is it that Bittul operates in the first place? What is the basis for Bittul? When you have a clash between two different things, so the Torah tells us that because there is this clash, there is this distinction, so the rov is mevatal the miut. And he says, this explains the very surprising position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'mino is lo batal. Why? If anything, you would expect min b'mino to be more batal, because they are so similar to each other. So he says, no, adirapa. Because physically they're identical, let's say shchuta with nevela, there's no physical difference between the two, so there's no clash. And you don't say bittul, and there's no clash. What about us? So even though we pass him like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim maintain there is a clash. Why? One is aser, one is mutter. However, if the clash, if there's no clash in Metzius, and the clash in terms of Isser V'Heter is also a very minor clash, like in the case of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it's a very minor clash, because even though it's true some are aser, some are mutter, but the things that are going to be that are aser anyway are going to be mutter tomorrow, so they're not so aser. So you have a clash, neither a physical clash, min b'shein u'mino, and you barely have a halachic clash, because they're both basically mutter, one is just temporarily aser. So therefore, even the Rabbanan agree, it's not batal. Interesting question, is that the Raisa, the Rabbanan? We'll get there later. That's the Mahalach of the Ran. So according to the Ran, it makes a lot of sense why, by Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, min b'shein u'mino would be batal, because then you have a real clash, the Metzius clash, but min b'mino would not be batal. And with that, we could understand why this distinction between min b'mino and min b'sheno would be true both b'lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish, because in the end of the day, it's totally in clash. Great. So if you learn like the Ran, we understand why there's a difference. But if you learn like Rashi, that the reason why Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not batal is achshav she'tochlanu bis or tochlanu b'heter, then it's not at all clear why we would be mechalik between min b'mino and min b'sheno mino. Why should there be a difference? Even by min b'sheno mino, why don't I say achshav she'tochlanu bis or tochlanu b'heter? So maybe you'll say in Achinami, Rashi would say there is no difference. However, it's difficult. Rambam, Tosfos, other Rishonim, all there's a difference between min b'mino and min b'sheno mino, and yet, presumably they don't learn like the Ran. Ran's a big chiddush. Nobody said it quite explicitly before him. And even if you deny that, you say, well, maybe all the Rishonim that hold their Zechiluk agree to the Ran, certainly doesn't work out in the poskim. For example, the Shach and Simon Kuf base learns like Rashi, and he paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, that we're mechalik between min b'mino and min b'sheno mino, and such a contradiction emerges from other sources. So we need another reason to be mechalik between min b'mino and min b'sheno mino. So the next theory, once we've, if we discount the Ran, is probably a very intuitive theory, even more intuitive than the Ran. It's a theory that we mentioned earlier, which is that when it comes to min b'sheinu mino, so ha'iser k'man d'les adami. Why should this be aser? Because of the tam. The tam is different. Let's assume min b'sheinu mino for the moment is defined by tam. Well, if this was here, you would taste it, because they have a different tam. And from the fact that you don't taste it, shows that it's not here. In other words, there's no reason to be machmir for min b'mino, for min b'sheinu mino, because of the theory of achshav she'tochlanu b'iser, tochlanu b'heter. You're not being ochel b'iser, the iser is gone. It's a much more natural type of bittul. And therefore, it's mutter when you have a case of min b'mino. Who says this? So this idea can be found in a Tosfos HaRash, in Bav Metzia, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. He writes, V'chol davar she'yesh lo matirin afilu b'alef lo batal, v'im tomar Hare tevel d'yesh lo matirin v'aminun b'shili avodah zarah tevel v'yai nesach b'minu b'mashu shalom b'minu b'nosi tam v'yesh lomar kevan shenis arev shalom b'minu v'lega nosi tam ein shmo alav uvatel afal p'nei sheyesh lo matirin. It's gone. The Pnei Yeshua in Beitzat Lamed Chasim Beis says it even more strongly, v'arei zeh ki'ilu hukar ha'iser v'nistalek misham u'ki'ilu einam. So this makes a lot of sense, except for one problem. This var works for lach b'lach, or balua, but what about yavish b'yavish? When you have a situation of min b'sheinu mino, yavish b'yavish, so why is there bittul? After all, in that case, you can't say that the iser is k'misha'eno. Why should it be k'misha'eno and min b'sheinu mino any more than min b'mino? So, it's a very strong question. So maybe you'll say, in Hachinami, maybe we'll say that whenever we're machalik between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino, for let's say davar sheyesh lo matirin and chatin liskabein and the like, that's only in an iser balua, but not in an iser yavesh b'yavesh. However, that too is problematic, because we find those who disagree with that. Maybe that's what the Tosaf Rush would say. Maybe that's what the Pnei Yeshua would say. But in the Shitos, it doesn't line up. I'll give you one example. Let's think about Shitos Rambam. The Rambam writes that for Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, so then we say Min B'Sheino Mino is Bato. And what's the source for that? Tevel. Pashtus Tevel is talking about Min B'Sheino Mino, and yet he said it's Bato by Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Likewise, when it comes to Birya, he writes that Gid is a Birya, and it's Oser Gidin O Basar. Sounds like, from the Rambam, that Birya Aser is even Min B'Shein Omino, even Yavish B'Yavish. Yet, by Chatichul Iskabed, he said explicitly, only Min B'Mino, not Min B'Shein Omino. And from the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't work with that Chilah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that, right? So, that's the question I'm going to leave you with, since we're out of time. So, the answer to this question is found in the Taras Chatas, and it's quoted by the Taz in our Simen Kuf Aleph, Sifkat Yud Beis. It's quoted by the Shach in Simen Kuf Beis, Sifkat Dalet. Taras Chatas answers this question. He explains why even Min B'Sheino Mino, even Yavish B'Yavish, which is a bito. The only question is, what in the world is his answer? It's a very cryptic line. In fact, the Taz notes that. It's so cryptic, he doesn't know what it means. So we'll leave off with a mystery tonight. And you could work on what the Taras Chatas means. So Be'ezras Hashem, next time, we will meet. We'll certainly finish Simen Kuf Aleph. We might even start Simen Kuf Beis. I'm not sure yet. So it might be a good idea to keep on moving. These next couple simanim we're going to do relatively quickly, so keep on going. Okay.